It's time for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Alex Makavica. We're joined on the phone today by Mark Spurgeon of Paxton, Nebraska. He serves on the board of directors for the Nebraska Wheat Board. Mark, earlier this month, you were at the U.S. Wheat's summer business meeting. Share with us some of the highlights from this year's meetings.
The U.S. Wheat summer board meeting was held in Oklahoma City the 9th, 10th, and 11th of July. And on the 11th was a travel and a welcome reception, where we had the best prime rib sandwiches, which must have been Nebraska beef. There are 17 member states that are members of the U.S. wheat, and these are most of them the wheat producing states. And the reason there's such a wide variety of states is because there are six classes of wheat: hard red winter, hard spring, hard soft white, hard red soft white, and Durham. These classes have a variety of uses, from bread to rolls to crackers to cookies and pastries and noodles. And that's the reason why when this U.S. wheat gets together, it's really an interesting meeting because of the wide array of people that you get to talk to and the classes of wheat that they produce. On the 10th, we had committee meetings, and the different committees are budget and long-range planning, transportation, working group, food aid, communications, and wheat quality. And I also attended a little bit of the transportation committee, and that's where we were briefed by Burlington Northern Santa Fe. And they're seeing that there's been less demand for wheat, so that means there's going to be less trains. And in the food aid working group, we discussed the wheat shipments, how it is used, and is it going to the right places. That kind of ended that day. Then on the 11th was the board of directors meeting, which is a recap of all the committee meetings. The highlight of the committee meetings was really the change of leadership from Michael Peters from Oklahoma to Clark Hamilton of Idaho.
So, Mark, you touched on everything from transportation to food quality. As you bring all of this information home to your wheat operation and to wheat operations across the state, what do you find the most important to portray to those producers to keep them profitable and to keep them producing good wheat?
I think really it's just on the wheat quality. The United States has always had quality wheat, and Nebraska produces quality wheat. And at the elevator, you know, when we go there, they look at it and they determine what the quality is. And the higher the quality, hopefully, will get paid more. And that's what we're trying to convince these foreign countries, that this quality adds value. But like most foreign buyers, they always buy it for the cheapest price. They really don't care about quality. So hopefully by producing good quality, that someday we're going to be able to benefit from it.
All right. Well, if you don't mind, we'll pivot here as we round out today's conversation. I imagine wheat harvest wrapped up on your operation in and around Paxton. How did it go this year?
Wheat this year was good quality, and the yields were average to above average. We had rains, timely rains, which helped, and we had a cooler June than normal. So between the timely rains and a cooler normal June, the wheat did real well. The protein content was up a little bit, which was kind of surprising, but sometimes when wheat just surprises a guy.
Very well said, and that's how we'll round out today's conversation. Mark Spurgeon joins us. He serves on the board of directors for the Nebraska Wheat Board. He farms near Paxton, and that'll do it for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Alex Makavica. You're listening to the Rural Radio Network.